I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Teacher of the year, question mark. A Florida high school teacher let a 14-year-old boy drive her to a Waffle House. By the way, Waffle House is always in the news lately. Like, all my dummies have Waffle House involved.
This stuff just shocks me because I went to the, like, most pristine, everybody follow the rules, not even allowed to wear flip-flops type of high school.
Yeah.
Ew. Ew.
Sorry. Did you come from a Waffle House?
No, I just, I got the coffee burps this morning. But You went to a nice, like, really cool school.
Yes.
What else?
And I just can't believe teachers do this stuff because our teachers were, stop, I can't,
sorry.
I'm going to throw up.
Well, I feel like I'm going to if I don't get that out. You can come burp me. We can end this right now.
I can't.
Okay, so you went to a nice, pristine, cool school.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, our teachers were so, like, they would have never done anything like this. I just can't believe it happens so often in all these other schools we talk about.
Well, yeah, she was trying to have the 14-year-old boy drive her to the Waffle House, but they were stopped by cops on suspicion of DUI. Cops say the teacher was intoxicated and had an open can of beer in the passenger seat. Hey, come on
Jeez.
Up! She said she told the officer she had 5 beers and was way too drunk to drive and was getting her boyfriend's son to Waffle House. The teen was transported and released into the father's custody. So that could have been your teacher right there.
Wow.
Some kiddos. This guy right here has got it going on. A 44-year-old guy named Elwood Gutschall.
That's an interesting name.
That's what I'm saying. Well, both of them are cool. Elwood Gutschall. The third, by the way. I almost forgot that. He's the third. He's
Edward
continuing.
Edward Gutschall the third.
Continuing a legacy here.
There's fancy. Multiple. What did you say? Elwood?
Elwood Gutschall the third.
Somebody thought to name another kid that. And then another kid that.
Like, pinkies let's
just,
up.
Let's just keep it going. He was pulled over in Pennsylvania for drunk driving back on March 19th. He was wearing a t-shirt that said, quote, drunk lives matter. The shirt had a St. Patrick's Day theme with a clover over the R in drunk.
Drunk lives matter.
Let me tell you something.
So wrong.
DLM.
I'm not sure if he had been like, you know, if he just threw the shirt on or if he actually was boozing for 2 days straight. He probably was drinking for 2 days straight.
Probably.
You know, was keeping it going, doing his thing.
Sure.
Either way, his blood alcohol level was 0.217, which is almost 3 times the legal limit.
Whoa.
So he was charged with a DUI, and I'm going to try to put it up there on my Dummy of the Day blog on the Joe and Alex Show, radio90.com. It's like, really, dude, like you're wearing that shirt. It's just when you see mugshots, you're like,
it's
why
so
are you
stupid.
Wearing that shirt? You
where
know you're going to get arrested.
I don't even know where you buy shirts like that.
You
can so
buy
stupid.
Them online. There's weird shirts. Like, it pops up in my feed. There's a Jason from Friday the 13th that says, no lives matter.
I don't have that on my Facebook ads, but now I feel like because you talked about it, it's somehow going to go into all of our Facebook pages. So look for that later today. And your final Dummy of the Day story. This is not how you get out of a ticket. An Ohio man arrested for drunk driving challenged cops to a thumb wrestling match to drop his charges.
Oh. You know, that's kind of fair, though. Like, maybe we should start doing that more often. That or rock, paper, scissors.
I was going to say, when you got pulled over doing, like, what, 90 on the highway or something?
Yeah, 90 and a 50.
Jeez, like, they let you go anyways, but you would be like, officer, I'd like to play a quick game of Connect Four I got right here in my front seat. We can do that. What about Jenga? You want to do Jenga on top of my car?
Game of Monopoly.
Yeah, that would be a long one. I would just
take
the ticket.
3 hours later.
He'd be like, I have to go to a call. You're like, sorry, officer, you're going to have to let me go. The man was actually passed out running while his vehicle was running at a stoplight. The man didn't wake up until a tow truck driver was able to actually break into his vehicle. The man offered to thumb wrestle cops several times if he won. He even offered to thumb wrestle the tow truck driver to like not tow his vehicle.
Did anyone take him up on it?
No, they said you failed your sobriety test. We're not dropping the charges. You're going to be declined with that. And they charged him with DUI.
But I wonder if he would have been sober if they would have done it.
Well, they wouldn't have had anything to charge him with, though.
Well, let's say he just took a nap. Or, let's just say he got pulled over for any reason. He was speeding, whatever. I wonder if the thumb wrestling would work.
I want to try that today. I don't want to scare a cop though thinking I'm trying to do something crazy. I'm like, officer, how about we do this?
You're going to try to speed or get pulled over on purpose?
I'm just going to try to get actually to the tire shop today after the show. We'll talk about that later because my car's all jacked up. But I wouldn't mind like, ready? 1, 2, 3, shoot.
Why don't you try to do it at the tire shop and get your tires for free?
Oh, yeah, try to get a discount on those discount tires.
So, okay, Alex, we'll go 1, 2, 3, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors. So on shoot, I want you to show me what you got. We're going to do it at the same time. So
we'll
go 1, 2, 3, shoot. Here we go.
1, 2, 3,
shoot.
Oh, paper. One.
Okay, oh, sorry. Do it again.
1, 2, 3,
shoot.
Oh, Alex got scissors. Joe's got paper.
Dang it. All right, that's probably not going to work. Those are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Model Kendall Jenner's new Pepsi commercial, in which she joins a protest or rally of some sort and then hands a cop a can of soda, is being blasted online. The commercial's faced immediate backlash since being released on Tuesday, with many labeling it tone deaf, a complete disaster, or much worse. Some people are confused about what it's supposedly depicting, while others simply despise it. Kendall's pictured on a modeling shoot in New York City when a crowd of protesters streams past, holding signs and demonstrating in the streets. Soon, Kendall takes off her blonde wig and joins the protesters, who appear to be styled after anti-Donald Trump resistance demonstrators. As Real Housewife of Orange County star, they put... A Real Housewife of Orange County star, Tamra Judge, is currently filming season 12 of the Bravo franchise. Her marriage is apparently unraveling, and there are rumors of an affair with a pop singer. Last season, Kelly Dodd brought up rumors of Tamra's husband being gay and having affairs. Allegedly, her ex-gay BFF Ricky walked in on Eddie in bed with another man. This is after they got married. Also, allegedly, Tamra Judge is having an affair with Jeff Timmons, a member of 98 Degrees.
Ooh, it's heating up.
Tons of scandal there. Actor Jimmy Walker is said to be dating outspoken conservative commentator Ann Coulter. This is really bizarre. Jimmy is most famous for his portrayal of JJ on the hit 1970s sitcom Good Times.
Dynamite!
The show's creator, Norman Lear, revealed the two were a couple during an interview for Entertainment Weekly. LuLaRoe, the buttery soft leggings sold by independent consultants on social media, are ripping after only being worn once or twice. One woman said, "Dropped my daughter off to school and felt a little draft, but didn't notice until I got home. Holes in knees, seams, and the behind." Another woman said, "I stopped wearing mine and got rid of most of them after the last public blowout. I was carrying around an extra pair all the time and always touching my booty to make sure nothing had happened." Now, two women have filed a class action lawsuit in California saying the brand's leggings are of poor quality, and the lawsuit says that the company is knowingly selling the poor quality leggings. Radiohead, Kendrick Lamar, and Lady Gaga's Coachella sets will be live streamed on Coachella's YouTube channel. The Coachella channel will feature three always-on channels, and for select performance, offer a 360 mode. A video-on-demand hub will also be available for highlights and footage from throughout the weekend. And in 2015, TLC announced they were financing their fifth and final album via Kickstarter. They set a goal of $150,000 and achieved that in a little over 2 days. In fact, their fans, including Katy Perry, gave TLC over $430,000.
Double album!
After making fans wait, TLC's final album will finally be released on June 30th of this year. And Beyonce has been named the most influential celebrity on Instagram, with each of her posts worth more than $1 million. The figure is based on factors including number of followers, post reach, engagement, and click rate. That is the garbage.
Thank you, Alex. Who's telling the truth? Who's a big fat liar? We're about to find out right now. We're going to play Yes or BS on the Joe and Alex Show. Let's talk to Diane. Hey, what up?
Hi there.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing good. Do you think Alex, for the most part, is a truthful person, if you've listened to the Joe and Alex Show for a little bit?
I think 90% of the time.
90%?
Wow. I think you're kind of giving her too much credit right now.
What?
All right. This Yes or BS is really simple, Diane. Alex is going to say a statement. She's going to say it like it's true. You need to decide if yes, she's telling the truth, or no, Alex is full of BS. And you get two of those right, we'll hook you up with movie passes to the premiere of The Fate of the Furious. That's a part of the Fast and Furious franchise. Sound
good? All right. Yes, sounds great.
All right, let's get this thing going.
All right, the first thing is, when I was in high school, I peed my pants in a McDonald's in the booth.
I'm going to say yes, that's true.
That is correct.
What? All right, hold on. And with these stories, too, I want to know, wait, you really did?
I really did. I've also peed my pants in a cave at church, all because I laugh so hard.
In a what? In a cave?
In a cave. I was doing, I was at, summer camp.
Yeah.
And I was crawling through a cave, and I had to go to the bathroom so bad, and so I just, peed right there through my shorts.
Wait, but did people have to walk, crawl behind you?
Oh, yeah. No! I didn't tell them.
How old were you?
That was, I think, the summer after fifth grade.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 20.
No, summer camp.
That was 2 weeks ago when I did that.
Sometimes when I laugh so hard, I will pee my pants.
I've noticed.
Yeah, actually, I've done it here on the show.
Alex, after the show one day, peed her pants in the chair she's sitting in right now.
Because I'm Age in a weird voice. Okay, so that's the first statement. All right, next one.
You just got to get this next one right. If not, you lose.
Okay.
I've never cut my own nails. Fingernails.
Okay.
Or toenails.
any nails she's got.
Oh, my. Let's go with BS.
No. Oh, I'm sorry, Diane. But
I've never cut my own nails. My nails don't grow, first of all. It's probably because of my crappy diet of chicken nuggets. They don't grow.
No nutrients.
Oh, wait, is that how you stop them from growing, just eating chicken nuggets?
I guess, but all I do is file them a smidge if I need to, but otherwise they don't grow. I never have to cut them. Or I get a manicure and they do it.
They're going to fall off one day. There'll be nothing there. Hey, Phil, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
All right,
you understand how this game works. You got to correctly guess yes or BS two times in a row.
Okay.
All right, Alex, whenever you're ready.
My parents have been married for 27 years.
That's a hard one. We'll go with yes.
That is correct.
Do you know how your parents met, by the way, Alex? Like, is there a story to that?
Yes, high school. My mom was a year older in school. They're the same age, but in school she was a year older because of how their birthdays fall. And she was on a school bus with him going on a field trip, and she was sitting by herself. And my dad went up to her and said, "Hey, can I sit next to you?" And then they were high school sweethearts.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Ew!
Well, eventually you came along. All right,
stop.
Hey, Phil. You get this next one right, and you're going to win those movie passes. Alex, yes or BS, what do you got?
I had terrible acne growing up.
Go with yes on that one.
Nope. BS.
Dang.
I was blessed to have really good skin. I never had acne.
I still have acne as an adult.
I get occasional breakouts. I mean, I'll get a pimple or two, but I don't get acne.
But it looks better now because of LightRx, right?
Duh!
Bang! Let's talk to Jill. Hey, Jill, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hello.
Hi. Do you understand
good
how this
morning.
Works?
Yeah.
Joe, right. You're going to be at an advantage if you've ever seen a picture of me. Do you know what I look like?
Yes.
Okay. I've never had braces.
That is the truth, yes.
That's correct.
Really?
I have an overbite. My top teeth are really straight. My bottom teeth are crooked, though. Okay.
They're like, you got like nice, polite people up top, then you got like crazy hillbillies on the bottom. Like,
yeah.
Yeah!
I'm about to run out of facts here, so I hope you get this right. All right. My favorite show growing up was Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, wait, hold on. I got to get the right music for this if this might be true. Just in case, okay.
I'm going to say yes, that is the truth.
Woo!
Yeah!
I was as young as 3 years old, and I would make my mom and dad let me stay up late so I could watch the show as a three-year-old. I can't make that up. And I mean, it was nuts, but I love scary stuff.
Spooky. Hey, congratulations going out to you this morning, Jill. You're getting hooked up with a pair of the Fate of the Furious movie passes. Congratulations. Woo.
Thank you.
We got
you
close.
Guys have a good evening.
You too.
You too. Or good morning, either way.
I had one more fact left, so we got close.
Well, can we try it real quick? Can producer MYK and I try it real quick?
Yep. All right. I hate the taste of mint anything.
Wait a minute. You're pretty clean. I think you would like fresh breath. I'm going to say BS.
I'm going to say, well, I thought she talked about the other day. I thought she's... I'll go with MYK. I'm going to say BS, too. You don't mind mint.
Nope. I hate the taste of mint. So I don't use mint gum, mint toothpaste, nothing. I use cinnamon or vanilla toothpaste. I absolutely refuse to do anything mint. I only chew strawberry or cinnamon gum. I hate mint.
So your mouth smells like Bath and Body Works?
Yeah.
Yay. Come here. Alex blew my mind yesterday saying, and she was like going through Tinder and Bumble, and saying that one thing she always actually asks guys that she's dating, and it's something I never ask my wife, and to be honest, I will never ask my wife. I don't want to know the answer to this question. What is the question that you ask every guy you're kind of dating and getting, you know, getting to know more?
I ask them what their number is.
Not like, what's your phone number?
No, I want to know how many people they have slept with before we got together.
That number. Now, why in the world would you want to know something like that?
Because I'm like somebody that is so curious, and I'm the type of personality that wants to know literally everything, and it doesn't bother me. Now, it would bother me if a guy's number was like over 30, I'd probably start getting concerned, you know what I mean? But I've dated guys that were over 40 in their number.
Age-wise or their bedroom number?
No, in their bedroom number. And it did gross me out, but I made sure they got an STD test. Not because we were having sex, but because I don't know why. It just bothered me not knowing that. Plus, I was worried for their health. Like, okay, so I dated this guy. It was really serious. I was totally in love with him, but I knew that he had a really high number, and I was worried about his health because he had never gotten an STD test. So because I loved him, I was like, I want you to get a test, not because I was going to be sleeping with you because I'm waiting till I'm married to have sex, but because it genuinely bothered me. I was like, how do you not know? You could literally have like something that could be killing you and you don't know. So, you know, I made him get tested for that. But I don't know what it is. It's like, it doesn't make me insecure. I feel like a lot of women don't want to know because they say that it makes them feel more insecure. But it's almost like the opposite for me. If I don't know about a guy's past, I feel insecure because, not because I'm like, I don't compare myself to other women. I don't sit there and think like, oh, was she better than me? Would she be better than me? Is she prettier than me? Blah, blah, blah. I don't really worry about that. What I worry about is like, if he doesn't tell me every type of information about his past when we get together, I worry. I'm insecure about how intimate we are in a non-sexual way, mentally how intimate we are. I guess for me in a relationship, I ask all these hardcore questions and stuff right off the bat, and I want to have this like super intense like sharing moment and where we like tell each other everything about each other. And to me, I'm like, wow, this really could be it because we're sharing everything, and so we're super close intimately this way. But, and so if he doesn't tell me his number, I feel like, oh, there's a link missing in this chain.
But if he tells you the number, and like I said, let's say your cutoff was 30 and he's like, Alex, I've been with, I think, like, counted it up, 31 women. It's like, phew, gone. Like,
no.
If it's over your number is what I'm saying.
No, it would gross me out, and then I would ask more questions. But I wouldn't, you know, unless a guy is like, my main concern is if a guy had a super high number, let's say it's over 100 women.
Okay.
First, I would be grossed out, but also
I would be like impressed, like, dude, look at you.
My main question and concern would be if this was somebody that I was like, let's say I got engaged, all right, and I asked this guy what his number was, and he said over 100. My main concern would be, are you ever going to be sexually satisfied in our marriage or in our relationship? And are you going to have a wandering eye? Are you insatiable when it comes to
that
sex?
That doesn't mean he had, like, it could have been like over, you know, even if he was a younger guy, it could have been like a couple of crazy summers. Like, good looking people get it thrown at them all the time. Me, I got to beg and plead for it.
Oh,
but I'm saying good looking people, especially women, there could be women right now listening, over 100 guys. I mean, that would at least have the opportunity every weekend. They'd probably do like, hey, you want some?
I just find it incredible and unbelievable that there are people that have been together for years and have never asked this question.
We've been together a year and a half, my wife and I, and I've never asked, and I don't want to know.
Oh, my
God.
You
don't want to know?
Not that I think she has a big number. I think my number's bigger than my wife's, but and this sounds bad, but I don't know my number. Not like it's that many, but I don't remember every girl. Like, there was like a couple of things where it was like a one night stand or something. I was in Canada one time when I was 19.
Well, you think that your number's bigger than your wife's, but what if your wife was, her number was bigger than yours?
Then I definitely don't want to know.
Like, would that gross you out?
I don't know, but I don't want to open up that door of worry.
You don't need to know who, just the number.
But
the
that's what happens. I guarantee you, it's like, oh, well, is it somebody
I
know?
But your reaction is different than mine. You would feel insecure because you start comparing yourself and wondering, were these guys better, bad than me, blah, blah,
just,
blah.
I think in general, Alex, I get where you're coming from. I think it's a bad idea, and maybe I'm wrong. I don't think most people ask that number question, like, especially, I don't know. I just don't think they do. Maybe I'm wrong. 317-239-1009. Do you kind of agree with Alex? Like, that's something you do when you get to know somebody. You're like, hey, so what's your number? Or you're like me, you're like, I don't even want to know. Alex, wow. Just this morning, all we're doing is...
Come on. Let's talk about sex, baby.
When she first meets a guy that she's going to, you know, date or talk to him, she's like, hey, what's your number? Like, how many people have you been with?
I wouldn't say first. It's not one of my first top three questions. You know, that I do politics and religion, of course.
Yeah, but the abortion question's in there.
Right, abortion question's in there. No, but, I mean, yes, but but I don't really ask the number. I would say, like, you know, if we've been dating a month or so, I'll ask that.
Okay. And that's something that I think I've been with, I should know the number by now. I've been with my wife for 4 or 5 years, and we've been married for a year and a half, and I have not asked her.
That is just totally mind-blowing to me.
I'm a bit curious because Alex has been like, you should ask her. But I don't want to know, as long as she's clean. I know she's clean.
Well, do you? Because you've never asked.
No, test. We get tests done.
Oh.
It doesn't matter. You can be with one person and get herpes or AIDS or anything.
One thing that really blew my mind was at my old job, I had a coworker I was super, super close with, and she's been married for like 15 years or something, and she's never asked her husband, and her husband has never asked her what their numbers are. And I'm like, how do you not know? And she was like, Alex, I would be so insecure if I knew.
I just can't imagine knowing.
I'm insecure when I don't know. I explained this earlier, but I'm insecure when I don't know everything about a guy's past because I feel like he doesn't love me because he's not willing to share every single score and sore with me, if you know what I mean.
Well, I hope he doesn't.
Hopefully he doesn't share any sores with you.
Yeah, do you really want him to share that? Keep that. That's all you.
I don't know how to explain it. To me, intimacy I get from like what we talk about, what we share, because I am waiting until I'm married, so it's super important to me. If a guy doesn't share his number with me or wants to hold back, I'm like, what's going on? What's wrong with me?
He's
going to
share something.
Me?
Joan Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. You can let us know if you ask the question or you absolutely do not ask the question.
Amy says, I always ask. You can sometimes tell from their number if they're looking for a serious relationship or just a hookup. Oh, so she's saying the bigger the number, the less serious they are about finding a significant other then, for real.
I don't know. I mean, you can change as you get older. You're not 18 or 19 or 21 or whatever in college. You're like, I really want to find somebody to get married to. I want to settle down now. Some people might, but other people are like, woo, let me hit it.
Tiara said, I asked my husband the number question while we were dating. Allie, I'm with Alex. I always ask. Buster from Afternoons here on Radio Now said, nope. Why would I want to know how many D-bags have been on top of my girl?
God, I wonder what Buster's number is. Hey, good morning, Brianna. What's going on?
Hey, how are you?
Well, I'm interested to see what other people say because Alex thinks I might be in my own little island as far as not wanting to know.
Well, I don't think that the number defines you at all. I mean, because there's like been like certain periods of people's life where they need to go and have a wild phase, you know? So like they can blow through a bunch of numbers pretty quickly. But I mean, it really doesn't define you as a person. And, you know, as soon as she asks what the number is, she's immediately judging that person.
Oh, so you think if Alex is asking for curiosity, it's kind of a judgy thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I don't ever share my number.
So you're dating then? I'm taking it you're not married?
Correct. I'm not married.
And once you, or if you decide to ever get married, would you not ask that person what their number is ever?
Oh, I've been there and done that. And I didn't ask my husband at the time, no.
Wow.
Brianna, it's just you and me and everybody listening. What's your number?
I don't want to share that. I told you, I don't tell my number.
Okay, is it above 10? Is it above 40?
No.
Is it above 30?
Yes.
All right. There we go. Pretty close. We narrowed it out. I'm going to say 35 because that sounds like right in the middle.
I think that the new average, I think I read.
Thank you, Brianna.
I think I read that the current average for like males and females in the United States is like between 7 and 9 is a typical number for it to fall in there.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. What did you do? Like, did your wife like do anything? Did she ask? Did you ask?
She asked me, and I really didn't have any problem with it. And then a little long down the line, we both ended up going and getting an STD test in the same day.
How did that go?
It was fine. Both of us turned up clean.
Was it like a sigh of relief? You're like,
whew. Oh, yeah, I was a little relieved. But, I mean, my number's lower than hers.
Does that bother you that her number's higher?
Not really.
How much higher? Like one or two people or like 10 people higher?
Or like a clown car higher.
It's 9 people higher.
Wow.
9 people higher.
Whoa. See, I would just worry like how I stacked up against other guys and just other things. I don't think there's anything wrong with sex. I don't want to know.
But she did marry him. I mean,
no,
same thing
no,
with your
for
wife.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, I totally get that. 317-239-1009. You can also hit us up, Joe and Alex Show, on Twitter and Instagram. We're talking about how Alex always asks guys the question. She's like, how many have you been with? And I'm like, I don't want to know. Let's talk about sex, baby. I didn't know what other song to pick about, you know, having sex and the number. Maybe there's a number song out there. But Alex blew my mind yesterday on the show. She's like, I always talk to guys on Bumble or Tinder when we're getting serious. And I ask them, hey, what's your number? How many people have you been with, like, in the bedroom? And I don't know if I've ever asked a girl. I might have wondered, but I know for sure with my wife, Lindsay, I've never asked her, and she's never asked me.
That blows my mind. You can comment on Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show, And then Facebook Radio Now 100.9. Miss Toya commented on Instagram, you could ask, but who says they will tell you the correct number? You will never really know. That's true.
What if they lie to you?
My last ex told me that his number, I think when we first started dating, was like, I think he said like, oh, it's 3 or 4. And then later he, like a couple weeks later, he's like, hey, I need to tell you something. I lied. My number's really like 9 or 10 or something like that. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I wasn't pissed about the number. I was pissed that he lied about it. So she's absolutely right.
And here's the thing too. Even if they're honest, like let's say you weren't waiting to be married and you did have sex. Let's say you were with two guys, Alex, like every guy you've been in a relationship with. But guys like, wait, do I have to double that number? She's been with 4? Or is it even more? Because you start to speculate and wonder. That's why it's better not even to know. Let's talk to Mike. Mike, you've been married 17 years. Do you know the number?
No, I have no clue. I've never asked. And the flip side of it is that I've told so many different stories about women that I've been with that I've kind of blurred the line of truth and fiction. I don't even remember what my number is now.
Oh, you mean before you were married, like with your guy friends and stuff, you'd like fib?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally did her, but I at this point, I don't remember if I did or not. But I, you know, because I told everybody I did, but maybe I did. I don't know. Remember.
You know, like I kind of along the lines of Mike. Like I haven't been with that many women, but I haven't told my wife this, but I don't even think I know the number of people I've been with. Not like it's that big of a number, but I don't know every girl that I've been with because there's been like a one night stand and stuff. Yeah.
Mine's less than 10, I think, but
I think mine's more than that. I think mine's more than 10. I'm not doing that to brag. I wish mine was only one, just my wife, but unfortunately, you know.
Do you?
Well, no, I'm kind of glad. I mean, they're all learning experiences.
I can't imagine you as somebody that would only, like, that you could be content with only having sex with your wife, like, or knowing that you don't, because I feel like you are the type of person that would wonder, like, what would it have been like with somebody else if you hadn't had sex before you were married?
All right, let's go here. Hey, good morning. Wait, is this my wife? Hey, Lindsay.
This is Lindsay.
Lindsay. Hey.
Hello.
What up? What are you doing up so early this morning? Okay, good to hear you. Question for you, I guess, since we're asking everybody else. Do you agree with Alex? Like, because I guess you kind of heard, I don't know my number, but if I did, would you want to know it?
At this point, no.
Why have you never asked?
I don't know, I guess. I mean, I never really talked about it with anybody I dated. I guess it just never really mattered to me.
What if my number, we were dating years ago, whenever that was, and my number was like 25 guys, girls, sorry, that'd be weird. She's like, wait a minute, are you interested in me or not? No, but like, what if I knew that? Would that kind of bother you?
I mean, it probably kind of would have if I had known, and maybe that's why, like, I never brought it up, like, not just with you, but with anybody, like, because I feel like if it's in the past, it shouldn't necessarily matter, but at the same time, like, that would kind of bother me, because I already know, like, even though we've never talked about it, I'm positive that your number is higher than mine.
Well, when you're this attractive, it's hard to keep people away.
Oh, my God. Hey, Lindsay, I want you to answer this tweet. Mary tweeted us at Joan Alex Show. Anyone who says they don't want to know is a skank. Of course, this is something you should talk about with spouses.
Really? A skank? Like, I feel like that's kind of harsh. I don't know. Like, I don't think it's weird that we haven't talked about it. Like, I'm sure there are other couples out there who are married who have never talked about it. Like, it's just, like I said, we started dating and it's like, it's in the past. Like,
I'm just glad.
I'm the one he married. Like, why does it matter?
I'm just glad my wife agrees with me. Cause honestly, like, I don't know what your number is, but I don't want to know. Cause here's what I do know. I know one guy that my wife hooked up with
because you like actually knew him.
Yeah, but I also know where you guys hooked up with. Like, I don't even want to talk about it anymore, but I love you. And I hope you have a good day.
I love you too.
All right, give Benny and Patty kisses.
Oh my God.
Paddington's been crying since he heard the phone ring.
Oh man. All right. Thanks, Lindsay. Have a good one.
All right. You guys too.
Bye.
Bye.
She's actually, I think, going to a job today. So she's doing that.
Oh, she got a job?
Well, part-time. Dyslexia Institute of Indianapolis. Oh. So
Nicole tweeted us at Joan Alex Show. I get that you're waiting until marriage, Alex. Do you ask just to find out if they hold sex to the same priority as you? I do. That's definitely important to me. Like, I would love if a guy was also like, hey, I'm waiting until I'm married. But also, I'm just curious. Like, I feel like I'm a unicorn. Like, it's very hard.
I was just going to say unicorn.
It's very hard, first of all, to find girls that are waiting until they're married, but it's even harder to find guys that are waiting until they're married now. And so when I never expect a guy to actually say, I'm waiting until I'm married to have sex, because it's like so hard for me to find. Like, one person I've ever gone on a date with ever has told me that he genuinely was a virgin. Everyone else has had sex at least once. So it's hard to find that. So now it's just become a curiosity thing.
317-239-1009. Amanda, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Do you know your partner's number? Is that something you ask?
Actually, it'd be my number that I'd be afraid to share. I'm a recovering sex addict.
Really?
Really?
Yes. And right now I'm actually abstinent. I've gone for abstinence because I know that I can't do it. And I just can't do it. And so my number is not something I would share with my spouse, and it's a little over 20. I had stopped before it got too bad because I recognized it, and I just wouldn't want to share that with anyone because it's part of my past that I'm ashamed of.
Now, thank you, first of all, so much for opening up and sharing that. How did you discover or come to the conclusion, hey, I have an addiction to sex? Like, how did you discover that or realize that?
Well, the fact that I would want it so bad that I'd be finding random strangers and I wouldn't care who it was. I would just go for it. And it was getting in the way of my life. It was distracting me. Just the urges, the sudden really, really bad need for it. That was just overwhelming. And I would just have to have it. I'd get it. And then I'd be happy for my high. And that's when I started to realize that I was showing signs of addiction. And so I deleted all of my dating apps. I just took a step, and I still struggle with it all the time.
How old are you?
I'm about 19.
So when did this start for you?
Right after I lost my virginity.
How old was that? How old were you when you lost your virginity?
15.
Wow, so that is only in a short amount of years. Do your parents know?
No.
Did you ever go through any, and if this is way too personal, you don't have to answer at all, but did you go through something that was traumatic that triggered this, you feel like, for you?
Actually, I do. I'm a young parent, but that's not what triggered it. A year after I had my son, I was raped, and it kind of lost my worth for my body.
Yeah. Have you tried going and seeing a therapist and stuff like that, and that's why, like, what's helped you start taking the steps and stuff because you've realized that you have an addiction?
I have. I actually go regularly, and it helps a lot.
That's awesome. Wow, this is just like really eye-opening.
Yeah, well, no, for sure.
That makes sense. I feel like one day, you know, especially for you, like if you do choose to share your number with somebody, then you're going to know like that person is probably the one and super special to you, and that's going to be a super intimate, close moment for sure.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for calling
thanks
us.
Thanks for sharing. Wow, that was deep.
That was deep.
It is the Joe and Alex Show, and yesterday, the littlest thing.
I love the fishes because it's so delicious.
Got a goldfish, and
I could eat them every day.
And my mom says that's okay.
Caused the biggest debate, and we're actually going to do a scientific experiment this morning on the Joe and Alex Show. We're live on our Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, and this pretty much can summarize what happened yesterday, which a simple conversation about is there cheese dust on the fishes, the goldfish, just like there is with Cheetos, it gets stuck and gets on everything.
Right.
Blew up. Here's what all went down.
There is absolutely no dust associated with goldfish.
Okay, then I had my little opinion. You still get residue on your hand from goldfish even.
No, you don't.
That little conversation blew up.
I want you to borrow both of my children for a while. I want you to feed them goldfish and let them run their hands all over your clothes and all over your furniture. And then we can come back to this discussion because there is absolutely cheese dust.
See, so in producer MYK, we're like saying that there was cheese dust.
Smoking crack.
And you're like, no way. And then
You're a parent who believes that there are cheese dust on goldfish, CPS should take your children away.
I think you're a bad parent.
I think you're a bad parent if you believe that goldfish have cheese dust.
Okay, well then this person called in and was like totally Team Alex.
My blood is boiling. Like, I am so mad at you guys right now because there is no cheese dust. I have four kids.
There is no cheese dust. I let my kids eat Gold Crackers all the time. I actually have some packed in my four-year-old's backpack right now for preschool.
Yes.
There is no cheese dust. I have rubbed these crackers. We are on our way to school. I'll let you talk to her. There is no cheese dust on her finger.
Like, she's, like, so passionate about it and just went on.
It is orange, baby. I promise you, baby girl.
Oh, she's babying you.
I'm done.
Like, a caller is, like, talking down to you like you're a little kid. Like, hey, baby. Hey, Alex. Listen, it's orange, baby, okay?
Right, that was the bless your heart moment.
It's like, oh, bless you, sweet child. And then we think, we don't have verified proof, but producer Mariah Kay and I think that this mom had her kid call in, like, with a gun pointed at her kid.
Lily, will you tell them there's no cheese on your fingers after you eat goldfish?
There's no cheese on my fingers when I eat goldfish.
Oh, it sounds like that kid has a gun to his head.
Yeah, no kidding. Great parenting right there.
I'm not denying their
cheddar. You will never eat again, Junior, unless you tell
Obvious.
Them that.
And the thing I love about our listeners, too, here on the Joe and Alex Show, they do research.
Okay, so there is a cheese powder. I actually Googled it, and I looked up on goldfish, and there is a cheese powder. There's a light dusted cheese powder on there, and it leaves a salty, light residue if you eat enough of them.
And that's what our goal is going to be. We're live right now on our Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. We're about to begin just one more thing talking about the residue from yesterday's show that got this whole argument started.
I ate goldfish last night. There is a light film. If you rub your fingers together and that little gross, it looks kind of like dead skin with goldfish, which is disgusting. Mm. But there
are
is a residue.
So that was what happened yesterday. And Alex, do you still stand behind your conviction that Cheetos, of course, those have cheese dust looking and everything, but you still say that goldfish, yeah, they're cheesy, but they don't give off gold dust.
Yeah, there's no cheese dust like there is on Cheetos that are rolled in that nasty, bright orange, neon orange, fake cheese stuff. That's not goldfish. Goldfish are made with 100% real cheddar. It's baked in. There's no dust. The only thing that's on the outside of goldfish is salt, and then there's some crumbs, but that's it. There's no dust.
All right. Well, then why don't we start the experiment right now? You can also call in too, by the way, 317-239-1009 if you want to join in this debate, if it's real or not. But
We're live on Facebook.
We are live on Facebook.
Radio Now 100.9, because we're going to find out for real. Now, I'm going to go ahead and say this. I am always right. I am. I've never been wrong. No, I'm kidding. I've been wrong, and when I am, I will admit it. But in this circumstance,
not really. She never admits it.
I am not. No, because I know when I'm right. And anytime that I'm this passionate about something, I'm always right. I would never put myself out here like this if I was going to be wrong. I wouldn't do it.
It's already heating up on our Facebook Live. Whitney says, yes, there is. You guys are crazy. It's salt and cheese dust.
Shut up, Whitney.
Start right now. The way we're going to do it, you're wearing a white shirt. And you're just going to, what, eat a couple then
yeah,
just rub,
I'll rub
like,
my
clean
hands,
your hands off on your shirt?
My hands are all up in it. I'm fingering the goldfish.
Do you need to pull your hair back for this? This is going to be, instead of like a wet t-shirt contest, this is going to be like a goldfish cheese dust challenge.
No, but I'm...
Are those things old?
No, they're brand new. Okay. I mean, I have my little clip for them, but I'm rubbing my hands all up in here so that they're really, really... goldfishy, all right?
Okay.
Nick says, I rarely agree with Alex, but this is a first. Hashtag Team Goldfish, hashtag no dust.
That's right.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. Do you think that goldfish, we're doing this right now live on our Radio Now 100.9 Facebook page. Go ahead, start eating them.
Yeah.
Waving them on. Do you think they have dust like Cheetos do, like where it gets stuck on there?
I can squash this argument right now because I have a toddler.
Okay.
And, okay. So there are different kinds of goldfish. Like when you go to Target or wherever you grocery shop, there's always a stand and they have original goldfish, which are the ones with the cheddar bacon.
Yes,
like
I know what you're
going to
say. It's the extreme ones that have the dust. You're right. We talked about this yesterday. There are two different types of goldfish. The original do not, which is what we're using this as the, what is, what started the argument. It was about the original goldfish, not the extreme cheddar ones.
Right, exactly. The original ones have, okay, once they bake them, I know this because I used to work next door to a Pepperidge Farm outlet.
Best job ever.
Yeah, right? I got free goldfish all the time. It was fantastic. So after they're done baking them, they spray them down with this, like, olive oil and water mixture that makes them just soft enough to soak up sea salt. Then sea salt is sprinkled on top of it.
Man, okay? you know your stuff.
Right? That's why I was like, I am the perfect person to talk to them about this. I know so many facts about goldfish. So when your body, the temperature in your hands heats up the olive oil, the sea salt will transfer to
yes,
your hands.
That's exactly what I said. It's a salt dust. There's no cheese, and it's not a nasty, filmy crap like you get with Cheetos. Cheetos gross
you're
me out.
Well, here, you're kind of going slow. Keep on eating them. I want you to eat some, and then just instead of wiping off in your, you know, your arm or your body.
Okay, I've rolled my hands in this whole bag.
Well, no, but
look
keep on
look at my
eating
hand.
Them.
Do you see any cheese dust on me?
Pull your hair back and put it on your shirt. This is going to be like a cheese, instead of a wet t-shirt, it's a cheese t-shirt kind of a contest.
There is nothing on my hand besides salt. And crumbs.
317-239-1009. If you agree with Alex on this one, if you think it's actually the truth, or if you think she's like doesn't know what she's talking about, there actually is cheese dust.
Lindsay says original Goldfish crackers have no cheese dust. However, the enhanced flavors that are cheese blast does. Yeah, that's what I just said. Destiny, hate to break it to you, Alex, but as a parent of three kids with five bags of Goldfish at home right now, I know there is cheese dust. Guess what, Destiny? I'm eating them right now. I got a bag in front of me right now, Destiny. There is no cheese dust on my hand. It is salt. That's not
Whitney's
cheese
clapping
dust.
Back at you. She says, listen, I got kids. You don't know what you're talking about. You're wrong.
I am a kid. I watch SpongeBob 24/7 in my whole house. I eat snacks for dinner every night. If anyone's a snack expert, it's me. And anyone that knows me that is watching this on Facebook Live, they freaking know.
Have a few more real quick. Just go ahead and chomp down a few more of those Goldfish. Get like another. Go ahead and wipe it. And then get like another little bit.
Okay.
So I want to make sure you have like
ready?
A decent amount.
Them. Do you want me to wipe my shirt now?
Yeah, I've been wanting you to wipe your shirt after every bite.
Here it is. Do we have a drum roll?
This sounds... Oh, no, she's doing it on the stomach, not on the boobs.
There's nothing on
Producer
my shirt.
Producer MYK is there with the camera zooming in. Our Facebook Live can be the judge of this.
There's
one.
There's nothing! Suck on that, Indianapolis!
Ooh, I thought you said something else. I was like, you can't say that word on the radio.
There's nothing! I will wipe all day. That's what she said.
So, okay, let me see.
There's nothing. I told you.
I think you didn't do it the way I wanted you to.
Are
and,
you kidding
and to keep
me?
On eating.
Here,
don't
I will
throw
sacrifice,
them at me.
I will sacrifice my bag of Goldfish. You stick your hands in here if you don't trust that I'm not doing it. Put roll
I
your hands
you
around the Goldfish.
I wanted you to continually eat and then wipe it off. Continue eating, wipe
I
it off.
I have been. I've been rolling my hand in the whole bag.
Well,
I'm wrist deep in Goldfish. Wrist deep in this piece.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who's this?
This is William Pittman. How you doing?
Hi.
Good,
turn
man.
Your radio down.
Turn your radio down for
I
us.
I agree with it. There ain't no cheese dust on them Goldfish. I eat them all the time.
Thank
all
you.
Right, man. There we go. That's he's on your side. There
see,
you go.
See, I'm always right. I know when I'm right. And
all
it
right.
Is, I'm rarely wrong.
You
and
can
this
see
is one
for
of
yourself.
Those examples. Look, do you see this? It's salt baked onto the Goldfish. There is no cheese dust. It's salt on there. That is it.
All right, Alex, you win this one. You win this one. If you want to see the video right now, it's Radio Now 100.9.
I love the fishes because they're so delicious.
Got Goldfish and
I could eat them every day.
And my mom says that's okay.
Alex is feeling confident now after we just did this.
Come at me, bruh.
We just did it on Facebook Live, Radio Now 100.9, Cheese Dust Gate 2017. Alex says, well, actually, Alex, this is what you said.
There is absolutely no dust associated with Goldfish.
Now, what are people saying after we did this Facebook Live video experiment, and it appears...
That I was right.
That you might have been right. I don't see any on your shirt.
That was one freaking clip out of the whole, 20 minutes we talked about it yesterday and today. I said multiple times, what I was meaning was there's no cheese dust associated with Goldfish at all, unless you're talking about the Extreme Flavor Blast or whatever, which we've already talked about. I know that exists. I'm talking about regular Goldfish.
Are you talking about this clip?
There is absolutely no dust associated with Goldfish. Yes, I said multiple times, the only dust, if that's what you want to call it, is salt, which does not count. I'm talking about the neon orange film that you get when you eat Cheetos.
Now, what are people saying on our actual social media? Are they agreeing with you or are they disagreeing?
Most agree with me. Tori said, I don't know why having kids matters in this argument. I have no kids but eat Goldfish all the time. Also, for the sake of argument, I'm the oldest of six kids growing up. There is no cheese dust. People keep arguing that their kids get it all over them all the time. Big deal. Kids get everything all over them all the time. That doesn't mean there's cheese dust. It means your kid is messy like any other kid. Boom! Clap back from Tori. And then Whitney, you called me out, was like, you don't know what you're talking about. I have kids and you don't. Then Whitney came back around and was like, all right, actually, Alex knows her ish. Thank you, Whitney. I tried to tell you. I will never come out fighting this hard for any cause unless I know for a fact that I am right.
Yeah, unless it's a noble cause, like cheese dust.
You
if
have
it's
to
cheese
watch,
dust, Alex is there.
Watch the full experiment, Radio Now 100.9.
Bad luck. They say things happen in three. For me, it was. It was three car repairs with my wife and my car. And then our dogs have been sick, too, a lot going to the vet, like having a hard time keeping food down. $2,000 or $3,000 in the past 2 weeks. Like, we're not made of money. I don't know what everybody thinks, but... I'm like, hey, can I borrow a couple of bucks there, Alex? What do you say? You can hit us up if you've got one of those experiences. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram.
Rocky says, over 2 weeks, my washer died, had a flat tire, and I cracked my windshield. Ooh, that's a lot of money.
That sounds like a country song, too. A lot of these sound like you could do a country song to them.
My washer died.
And I got a flat tire.
And my window broke. Let's talk to Casey. Tell me about your bad luck. What exactly happened?
Well, last year, I had to get reconstructive knee surgery. Granted, I'm only 24, so I had complete, not a knee replacement, but just, reconstructive knee surgery. And then I was in therapy for 16 weeks, but not even 3 months after this knee surgery, I had a freak accident where I accidentally stabbed my hand, and I cut tendons. And so I had to get reconstructive surgery in my hand as well. So I spent 6 months in therapy. And, it was on the same side as well. It was both my left knee and my left hand.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy crap.
Are you left-handed?
No.
Okay, at least you're lucky with that. But
yeah, you got to stay away from knives, anything.
Was the surgeon hot? Why did you hurt yourself again?
Actually, the surgeon was the one who did my knee surgery. Mm. Actually, you know what? They were both really hot.
Ooh, were they married,
though? They were, young, hot daughters. Or daughters, oh my gosh, doctors. So I was like, if you ever need a babysitter, hit me up, please.
Were they both married? Because, you could have one and I could have one.
They were both married.
Dang it, they always are.
Maybe they need a, I mean, you know, sometimes they like those young girls
on the side.
So you want to be a side piece? Okay.
No, not really.
Hey, thank you for calling in, Casey.
Thanks.
We love it. I love Casey's personality. She's so happy with all that crap happening. I messed up my arm. I messed up my leg. Andrew, you had something happen at what, the age of 6?
Yeah, I scraped my knee and it was almost down to the bone. Right after that, my parents got a divorce, right? And I ended up walking inside the kitchen one morning, and I saw my cousin and my mom kissing. So, yeah.
Man, you had an amazing childhood, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
How old was your cousin?
He was 30 years old.
Okay, and what cousin? First cousin, second cousin, third cousin, or way down the line cousin?
He was way down the line cousin. Everyone knew him as my cousin.
Okay, that's super weird. So did they, date after that, or, what the
heck? Yeah, they're still together now.
What?
It's been, I don't know how long. I can't remember.
You call your cousin dad?
Hell no. I live with my father right now. I'm happy.
Andrew, man, thank you. We appreciate it.
I thought I left Kentucky behind when I came here.
You brought it with you.
I did.
Hey, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
My name's Sierra.
Hey, good morning, Sierra. Hopefully things are good now, but did you have a string of bad luck where just one thing after another happened to you?
Kissing cousins.
Not that, but...
Jealous!
Yeah. There's different things. In my family, we have the whole, death in threes, and, the weird thing is, though, we have pregnancies in threes.
Ooh.
So it's always, if one person's pregnant, we're, scoping out the two others. We're like, okay, who's pregnant now?
It's not, the thing of being pregnant in threes is not from the same guy, right?
Oh, hell no.
Ew.
That would be bad.
But what happened to me was, it was kind of all, in a one-week span. It was a while ago, but there was one time, I was going fishing with friends, and I had the fishing hook stuck in my finger, and it took us a while to get it out. Well, then that same week, we were riding the golf cart, and I went to get out, and my friend went to hit the gas, and I hit my chest on the bar.
Yeah.
And I couldn't breathe, and I was hyperventilating, trying to catch my breath. And then in the same week span, we were driving the four wheelers, and my friend ran into bushes, and I had an inch long piece of wood stuck in my eye.
Okay, I need you to stop. There. I can't do any eyeball stuff
at
all.
So how did you get the wood out of your eye?
My eye was really irritated, and I was oh my God, there's something in my eye. I can't focus. My eye keeps getting watery. And so they're okay, let me look in your eye. So I was moving my eye around, and I got lucky because it was in the, where your tear duct is. It barely missed my tear duct, but it was launched right between there and my eye.
Alex is taking her headphones off right now.
I can't hear anything. My hands are over my ears, so I can't hear because I cannot do eyeball stories.
She just cannot handle it at all. I'm glad but your vision's fine, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was actually really glad because, you could do so much damage with your eye. So.
No, for sure.
But okay. So I was really glad.
Right. Thank
like,
you.
That would be cool to walk around like a toothpick hanging out of your eye.
Bye.
Like, hey,
goodbye. Thanks for calling.
317-239-100. Now, let's do a few more of these calls. Hey, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Dirty.
Hey, man, did you have kind of a string of bad luck?
Yeah, and actually it's happened in the past, I don't know, two and a half days.
Dang, man.
Back to back to back.
What happened?
All right, well, Sunday I go to change my brakes in my car. I can't get one of my tires off. So Monday morning I had to throw it in the shop. I put it in the shop. They end up breaking a stud on my tire, and I wait at the shop for 3 hours.
Why'd you wait? You should have gone and gone to the mall
or something. Drove home or something?
Well, call an Uber.
They have his car.
Well, everybody I knew was at work, so I had no other option just sit and wait on the car.
Mm-hmm.
Get the car back. Go to work. At work, all I do is shut my door, and my whole driver's side window just decided to fall out of my window. I mean, I have no driver's side window. I didn't slam it. I just literally shut it.
How old is your car?
It's a 99.
Okay, it's time to get a new car.
I know. Next thing that happened.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the situation.
Yesterday morning, my girlfriend backed up into my truck.
Oh, my God.
You should break up with her for that. She probably did that on purpose. She wants that thing to die.
On top of everything else, I have rent due. All my bills are coming at me in one big old bam.
Dude, so, I say, fake your death,
can
man.
Can I get a break?
Craigslist your car for parts. Get some money to go towards all the other stuff.
Yeah, who wants that cursed car?
No
some
kidding.
People do.
I'm driving my car. Mine's an 06 with like 203,000 miles, but I don't know if the window, even if the window doesn't want to stay up for you anymore, it might be time just to, you know, let it be and set it free. If you've got anything else, because I can't believe how many people are calling in. I hope they have better stories now, like things are good.
If you have an eyeball story, hang up now. I don't want any more.
Well, I can't handle it. We're going to move on, but Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. We can also throw this up to Radio Now 100.9 on our Facebook page. But just the story that you might have where you had a string of bad luck. Hopefully things are better, but what exactly happened to you? Bad luck. They say things happen in three. For me, it was. It was three car repairs with my wife and my car. And then our dogs have been sick, too, a lot going to the vet, like having a hard time keeping food down. $2,000 or $3,000 in the past 2 weeks. Like, we're not made of money. I don't know what everybody thinks, but I'm like, hey, can I borrow a couple of bucks there, Alex? What do you say? You can hit us up if you've got one of those experiences. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram.
Rocky says, over 2 weeks, my washer died, had a flat tire, and I cracked my windshield. Ooh, that's a lot of money.
That sounds like a country song, too. A lot of these sound like you could do a country song to them.
My washer died.
And I got a flat tire.
And my window broke. Let's talk to Casey. Tell me about your bad luck. What exactly happened?
Well, last year, I had to get reconstructive knee surgery. Granted, I'm only 24, so I had complete, not a knee replacement, but just, like, reconstructive knee surgery. And then I was in therapy for 16 weeks, but not even 3 months after this knee surgery, I had a freak accident where I accidentally stabbed my hand, and I cut tendons, and so I had to get reconstructive surgery in my hand as well. So I spent 6 months in therapy. And, it was on the same side as well. It was both my left knee and my left hand.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy crap.
Are you left-handed?
No.
Okay, at least you're lucky with that. But
yeah, you got to stay away from knives, anything.
Was the surgeon hot? Why did you hurt yourself again?
Actually, the surgeon was the one who did my knee surgery. Actually, you know what? They were both really hot.
Ooh, were they married?
They were like young, hot daughters. Oh my gosh, doctors. So I was like, if you ever need a babysitter, hit me up, please.
Were they both married? Because like you could have one and I could have one.
They were both married.
Dang
but
it, they always are.
Maybe they need a sometimes they like those young girls side.
So you want to be a side piece? Okay.
No, not really.
Hey, thank you for calling in, Casey.
Thanks.
We love it. I love Casey's personality. She's so happy with all that crap happening. I'm like, I messed up my arm. I messed up my leg. Andrew, you had something happen at what, the age of six?
Yeah, I scraped my knee, and it was like almost down to the bone. Right after that, my parents got a divorce, right? And I ended up walking inside the kitchen one morning, and I saw my cousin and my mom kissing. So, yeah.
Man, you had an amazing childhood, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
How old was your cousin?
He was like 30 years old.
Okay, and what cousin? First cousin, second cousin, third cousin, or way down the line
I believe
cousin?
He was way down the line cousin. Everyone knew him as my cousin.
Okay, that's super weird. So did they like date after that or like what the heck?
Yeah, they're still together now.
What?
I don't know how long. I can't remember.
You call your cousin dad?
Hell no. Hell no. I live with my father right now. I'm happy.
Andrew, man, thank you. We appreciate it.
I thought I left Kentucky behind when I came here.
You brought it with you.
I did.
Hey, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Who is this?
My name's Sierra.
Hey, good morning, Sierra. Hopefully things are good now, but did you have like a string of bad luck where just one thing after another happened to you?
Kissing cousins.
Not that, but.
Jealous.
Yeah. Well, like, there's different things. Like, in my family, we have the whole, like, you know, death in threes. And, like, the weird thing is, though, is we have pregnancies in threes.
Ooh.
So it's always, like, if one person's pregnant, we're, like, scoping out the two others. We're like, okay, who's pregnant now?
It's not, the thing of being pregnant in threes is not from the same guy, right?
Oh, hell no.
Ew.
That would
okay.
Be, that would be bad.
But, yeah, like, what happened to me was, it was kind of all, like, in a one-week span. It was a while ago, but there was one time, like, I was going fishing with friends, and I had the fishing hook stuck in my finger, and it took us a while to get it out. Well, then that same week, we were riding the golf cart, and I went to, like, get out, and, like, my friend went to, like hit the, like, gas, and, like, I hit my chest on the bar.
Yeah.
And, like, I couldn't breathe, and I was, like, hyperventilating, trying to catch my breath. And then in the same, like, week span, we were driving the four-wheelers, and my friend ran into bushes, and I had, like, an inch-long piece of wood stuck in my eye.
Okay, I need you to stop. There. I can't do any eyeball stuff
at
all.
So how did you get the wood out of your eye?
Well, my eye was really irritated, and I was, like, oh, my God, there's something in my eye. Like, I can't focus. My eye keeps getting watery. And so they're like, okay, let me look in your eye. So I was, like, moving my eye around. And I got lucky because it was in the, like, where your tear duct is. It barely missed my tear duct, but it was launched right between there and my eye.
Alex is taking her headphones off right now.
I can't hear anything. My hands are over my ears, so I can't hear because I cannot do eyeball stories.
She just cannot handle it at all. I think I'm glad but your vision's fine, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I don't know. I was actually really glad because, I mean, you could do so much damage with your eye. So.
No, for sure.
But okay. So I'm really glad.
Right. Thank you.
That would be cool to walk around like a toothpick hanging out of your eye.
Bye.
Like, hey, everybody.
Goodbye. Thanks for calling.
317-239-1009. Now, let's do a few more of these calls. Hey, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Who's this?
Dirty.
Hey, man, did you have kind of a string of bad luck?
Yeah, and actually it's happened in the past, I don't know, two and a half days.
Dang, man.
Back to back to back.
What happened?
All right, well, Sunday, I go to change my brakes in my car. I can't get one of my tires off. So Monday morning, I had to throw it in the shop. I put it in the shop. They end up breaking a stud on my tire, and I wait at the shop for 3 hours.
Why'd you wait? You should have gone to the mall or something.
What, drove home or something?
Well, call an Uber.
They have his car.
Well, everybody I knew was at work, so I had no other option but just sit and wait on the car.
Mm-hmm.
Get the car back. Go to work. At work, all I do is shut my door, and my whole driver's side window just decided to fall out of my window. I mean, I have no driver's side window. I didn't slam it. I just literally shut it.
How old is your car?
It's a 99.
Okay, it's time to get a new car.
I know. Next thing that happened.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the situation.
Yesterday morning, my girlfriend backed up into my truck.
Oh, my God.
You should break up with her for that. She probably did that on purpose. She wants that thing to die.
On top of everything else, I have rent due. All my bills are coming at me in one big old bam.
Dude, so, I say, fake your death,
can
man.
Can I get a break?
Craigslist your car for parts. Get some money to go towards all the other stuff.
Yeah, who wants that cursed car?
No
some
kidding.
People do.
I'm driving my car. Mine's an 06 with like 203,000 miles. But I don't know if the window doesn't want to stay up for you anymore, it might be time just to, you know, let it be and set it free. If you've got anything else, because I can't believe how many people are calling in. I hope they have better stories now, like things are good.
If you have an eyeball story, hang up now. I don't want any more.
Well, I can't handle it. We're going to move on, but Joe and Alex show on Twitter and Instagram. We can also throw this up to Radio Now 100.9 on our Facebook page. But just the story that you might have where you had a string of bad luck. Hopefully things are better, but what exactly happened to you?